Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful VBS program. And today's date is May 16th, 2011. So let's, start off with here. Let's bring in some Light Ship flower energy. So we'll have some of the really large flowers come to you. And I see a lot of like tulips today. So let's bring those in to have people experience some flower energy. They'll come from the light ship down to you. And here they come. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go, everybody. And let's see what people are doing right now with energies. I'll just try to tune in to see what we can release from people. I'm not picking up anxiety too much. Normally I pick that up. It feels like people want to kind of get moving, so get on with their life. Been there, done that. So let's see what we can do. Do you have any ideas, Carrie, out there on what we can do for a sample clearing for that?
Yes, hi. I'm out here. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Monday on VBS. I'm feeling that way myself. That's interesting that you say that. I've been feeling very sluggish today, and I meant to hop on the self-empowerment clearing actually, and I didn't get to it. But I don't know. Moving forward, energy, life, maybe life force energy, or gosh, I don't know. I've just been feeling kind of stuck and in a funk and tired today.
Okay.
So that's me.
Let's bring in some of the red energy here. So here's the red energy for life force. Here it comes. And I'll count some numbers here to bring the energy in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And let's, let me see here. Let's release some of the alien energies if we have any attached to our intuition here, our third eye in a sense. Okay, so let's do that. Remember, they have implants and stuff that they put into us. So let's just clear that away. Six chakra clearing. One, two, let's say alien cordings, planets, whatever is out there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, there we go. So back to you, Carrie. We'll see how things are going.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm not seeing any comments yet on the fast chat. Oh, wait a minute. Marie R. is saying this is allergy season. Could she have a clearing for that? While we wait for some more questions, maybe we can do that for Marie.
Sure. So let's go here. Let's kind of connect to maybe sinuses here, I guess. That might be possible. So let's do a sinus clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Dulcie is saying, I feel so great today after the eight-hour call yesterday, May 15th. Thank you, Ron and CLS. So probably quite a few of you possibly quite a few of you listening were on the call yesterday, and I know, Ron, you found it a little heavy going in the middle. There was a lot of stuff being cleared yesterday, so perhaps you want to talk a little bit about the eight-hour calls. There are two left this month, next Sunday and the following Sunday, so you still have plenty of time to sign up if you didn't take part in yesterday's call. So anything you want to say about that, Ron?
Yeah, the calls at times can get kind of heavy for me. Because we're releasing a lot of stuff. We did implants a lot yesterday dealing with our necks and fortress spleen energies. I don't always mention what they're doing because there's so much that's going on. But we get rid of the alien critters, life forms that are inside of you. We get rid of the octopus energies, the snake energies, the jellyfish energies that are connecting to you. Just think of the movie Avatar. That's a great show for mind control, showing how these things can connect to you. And anyway, it's all alien stuff that you have inside of yourself. So the calls are very beneficial, making you feel better. Because you don't know what's living inside of you and how you're connected energetically outside of yourself to these planets and extraterrestrials that are here taking away your free will, free choice. We do have some sort of free will, free choice, so we have what they will allow us to have. But other than that, we're still on a conveyor belt with their wishes and desires because we live in time. And that's the whole thing, is to get out of time, get a clearing so that you're not affected by your past, because your past actually rules you. That's your boss, we'll say, is your past reality of consciousness, and that's all stuff by your ancestors coming to you. So we have a request from Ed here about spiders. So let's take away some spider energy. So here we go. These are, I'll take away the black widows. These are inside of people. This will be what we also do on the eight-hour calls. It's also listed on the alien attack removal. So if you're interested in having yourself kind of freed up, feeling better, then that alien attack removal has many different options to it. And this is just one of those type of clearings. And it takes a while to go through them. But once you get used to the page and you're able to work with it, because there's so much on there, and the price is $30 for the month, then that's kind of your best friend. So here we go. Black Widow energies. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And if Janice is on still here, I just received a check, so I think I need to send you the codes if you don't have them. So you can just say yes or no, or let me know, Janice, on the fast chat here. Here we go. So one, two, this is Black Widow energy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, these things are kind of rough. What do we get rid of the poisons? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so that's the Black Widow energies. These are aliens that are in you. They take different forms, and this form is of Black Widows. And the next one here is the poison from these Black Widows. And I'll use another way to clear it. I'll use the word stronger to release them. So stronger, remember, I have to command the energy some way. So I either count or use the word stronger. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, I'm counting here, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and here we go. Get them out with stronger, getting the release, stronger, 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 and stronger. Now I'll do the waste products. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we have the dead carcasses. Remember, these aliens don't always like each other. Or maybe they just die in you from old age. And they just kind of get putrefied, rot inside of you. and you wonder why maybe you have skin sores, maybe pimples, blemishes, mucus. Well, it's probably from these aliens. That's the decay process. Here we go. Dead carcasses. So stronger, 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 a lot of stuff there. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go. So question from Janice, are all spiders aliens? Yeah, if they bite you, yes, they are. They don't typically, I haven't seen one with a spirit or so in them, so they're all aliens, yes.
Wow,
and sometimes some of the reptilians that are here are alien also. Some have souls, some don't, or spirits. Ticks don't have a spirit in them. Mosquitoes don't. You know, so anything that seems to harm us that way are alien species that was brought here, or they're just an alien race that's here. Okay, let's use that term. These are alien races that are here that we know as mosquitoes and spiders and things that are living on this planet, and the Earth spirit did not bring them here because it only has things here with spirits in it. So they would be alien to this planet, and then they are also alien because they are aliens, and they don't have light inside of them. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, that's interesting, Janice's question, because I was actually thinking the same thing earlier today. I was moving some old flower pots and flower pot saucers that had gathered a bunch of leaves over the last few months, and there were a few spiders in there, and I was, you know, brushing the leaves and stuff off everything and hosing them down, cleaning them off. And I was wondering that same thing, are all spiders alien? And then my follow-up question to that, to myself, was, and I'll ask you, Ron, and it's kind of asking you to make a judgment, so I know you don't like to do that, but we'll just see what you feel about this or what you want to say. Should we kill them?
Oh, boy.
Because I don't kill stuff.
That's
never
a good one.
Spiders.
I don't know. If they're causing you harm, I'd probably say yes. It's still a life form, even though it's alien. That's a very good question. I normally don't kill things myself. So for that, I would say, for myself, I would say no. But, you know, if they're going to sneak underneath your bed and live there and then come up at night and, you know, bite you or inject you with poison, yeah, then you probably want to get rid of them. So that's kind of your call on that.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, if they're planning to cause you harm, then, yeah, you want to get rid of them. Like I say, the dark side really should not be here because this should be a planet of light. Everything here should have a spirit, which you may call a soul. I'll use the word spirit inside of every life form here. And so if the dark side stayed in the dark side universe of whatever they had, and they didn't come over here, then everything would be great. But when they do come over here, they can cause problems. But sometimes just being here is not necessarily going to maybe cause you harm. Remember, these things do have their energetic counterparts that could be living inside of you. So even if you got rid of every spider on the planet here, you would still probably have them inside of you. So, you know, it's kind of your call on what you choose to do.
Okay. So Edward is asking about the clearing for the seven generational clearing for abuse, and that's not really one that Ron can do a sample of on the show, but maybe, Ron, you want to talk about there's the whole life, and then there are the seven generational clearings online that you can do, Edward. So, Ron, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, some people are curious about those extra clearings. So what you first want to do is the whole lifetime clearing for the Pacific issue. And unfortunately, we had to create more healings because people had more problems and we had to go deeper than just the emotional clearing. The emotional one gets rid of a lot of your stuff. I'd say probably 90% of it. I've had people actually change their whole life, you know, within a couple of days after that clearing. And so it takes away what you come up with in this lifetime as far as angers and fears and I should have done that and everybody talking bad about you or whatever. Because all that stuff is, you know, coming forth from your DNA. So what's come forth in your DNA starts off with this whole lifetime clearing. You do have stuff deeper in you, but what you have dealt with and are dealing with, remember, when it comes up, you have to deal with it. And at some point, when it's come up, you know, it could take 50 years to kill you from that issue, or maybe longer. But once it comes up, then it's on your plate. And you're going to attract things to you according to what's on the plate of your emotional traumas and issues. And that's how the aliens get you, because they know that you have this festering undercurrent of all this stuff, like a volcano ready to erupt, and just part of it comes up, and that's how they abduct you, according to your emotions that's happened in this lifetime, which is your parents' stuff and your grandparents' stuff, you know, your past generation. So you first do the whole lifetime clearing of the issue. So we're talking about abuse here. And then that's after you have your emotional clearing. Do that one first. And then if you do have more stuff, then, you know, do the whole lifetime for that issue. Right now we're talking about the abuse. So do that whole lifetime clearing. And if it feels like you don't feel at peace with it, which I'd say probably, you know, 95% of the people, after they do the whole lifetime, they feel, oh, I can walk away now. The issues of abuse or whatever is gone. But if you still feel like it's still with you, then you may want to do the first seven generations from the past. And they go back to basically, we'll say, 1800s. And that normally could probably nip that in the bud, and you may say, yeah, I feel like my ancestors that were, you know, living close by here, I got rid of them. Now, if you happen to say, you know, I still feel some more stuff, then do the next clearing, going back to the second set of seven generations. That's the way the clearings work, but it's not necessarily, you know, always needed for everybody. A few people might need it who have an issue that keeps haunting them, and that's the reason why we put that on the website so people can go deeper with the clearings. So it all depends how much work your ancestors did on themselves before they conceived a child. Because remember, all their stuff, their baggage is passed on to the next child. So, you know, if your parents and your grandparents and great-grandparents never worked on themselves going back for 2,000 years, then you probably have a lot of baggage that you want to get cleared out. But the first one is, you know, this lifetime, which is the whole lifetime clearing. So that should be on the website. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Marie R. has another question. She's asking, Ron, if we have 108 bodies, how many bodies do various animals have?
I am not sure on that one.
Okay.
Not sure.
Some of ours were given to us by the Earth Spirit, and a bunch of them obviously were are the ones that make us wherever we incarnate. Is that right? Did we lose you, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, so Dulcie is asking, what happens to the bugs if we kill them, spiders or mosquitoes or whatever? I think it's what happens to the bugs, not what happens to us, but maybe you can speak to both. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm back again here.
Okay. So Dulcie is asking what happens if we decide that we are going to kill some spiders or mosquitoes or whatever. What happens to them?
They'll just be, their life form is gone. So I wouldn't worry about it because they shouldn't be here to begin with.
No.
So they're here under your grace. okay? So I don't see any guilt with that, because that life form should not be on this planet. It wasn't created with light from the Earth spirit.
Okay. And they don't have a spirit, so we don't have to worry about what happens to the spirit.
Right, that's correct, yeah. Just that the life form should not be here.
And Janice has an interesting comment. She says, I have taken pictures and they turn out like orbs when she's talking about taking pictures of spiders.
Uh-oh.
So that's interesting.
Remember, orbs, when you see orbs in photographs, they probably have been here for a long time, but maybe nobody realized that they were orbs. So the orbs are just alien life forms that you're seeing. And by doing the clearings on the orbs, all of a sudden we found out that, you know, these are kind of attached to the jellyfish energies. And the jellyfish is how the aliens attach to you through your different parallel lifetimes and stuff, going out to the beyondo. So the orbs are what's needed by the jellyfish that sits on the top of your head, we'll say, to connect it to that energy. So it kind of like looks around for things to attach to. And a lot of people see them in photographs. They almost always show up with people who are dealing with UFO sightings and spaceships, et cetera, UFOs that are out there, landings. They also show up at crop circles. And they're just out there trying to find what to connect to next, I think. So, and you'll probably be seeing more of them as we get closer to the major abduction of people in 2012 by the aliens. There'll probably be more here to connect to the people. Back to you,
lovely.
Carrie.
Okay, so Freedom has a question following up on what you were talking about with the seven generational clearing. And Freedom is asking, do the living relatives in the seven generation clearing get cleared of that issue also?
Yes, it does clear them out too, whether they know it or not, yes. So yeah, it does work up through the past generation. So if you have, in fact, what I have some people do is, let's say you have a child that's maybe 10 years of age. Well, you may wish to do like the emotional clearing on them and also do your own. But then do the child's seven generational one, and that will include you also. So if you do have family members younger than you, then it will go up through the lines. It won't go sideways. It might go a little bit, but typically it's just designed to go from you to your parents, to grandparents. So yeah, if you happen to be listening and you're younger, then you may have great grandparents involved here, and they will have a clearing. It'll clear them out. It'll work with the genetics in you and whoever is living. And if they're no longer living, it will still work with the tissues in the body. If the body is still, we'll say, is still going to be there as a blueprint. So we'll work with those people in graveyards to a certain extent, but they're not going to be, you know, living. So they're not going to feel the benefit of it. But it will work through that, too, because it goes through and cleans the slate, basically, of all the genetics of these, you know, programs. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, great. So Dulcie was actually wondering what happens to us, if there's anything that happens to us if we kill insects.
No, there's nothing that... I can see happening to you. It's possible, you know, maybe one of the aliens won't like that, but who's out there. But typically, nothing will happen to you once you get rid of that life form, because it should not be. Remember, it's taking away life force energy. So let's look at it a different way. The Earth spirit providing energy for everybody here on this planet of light to live off of. So you're living off the Earth spirit. And remember, the clothes that you're wearing came, you know, typically from something here. That's energy. We all naturally drink water and, you know, eat food. That's another energy. You're walking here. That's another energy. So you're living off of the back, we'll say, and the life of the Earth spirit, along with the oxygen here. So anything that's here that's taken away, that energy, it's actually harming the Earth spirit energy-wise, just like a cord would be to you. So by getting rid of that, it's probably actually going to be helping the Earth spirit a lot. Although how much can a spider actually take, you know, it's not very big. I would say if it was, you know, like a gigantic dinosaur or something, then, you know, that might be different. And the dinosaurs, I see them as having spirits in them. So, and a lot of those older reptilians, I do see spirits in those. In fact, I even saw a long time ago humans riding the backs of dinosaurs. So that was quite interesting for a short time. But anyway, aside from that, we'll turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Okay, that's really interesting. So, let's see, Jay has a question. What is the difference between the emotional body and the feeling body, and how do we clear the emotional body of past generations?
Okay, yeah, that would be the past generations would be your 1 through 7 clearing, you know, which is what we have on the website. And if we go back, I think it's 7 generations if you wish to go back that far. Some people know that they have a condition and they want to get it out completely, so they can do that. I believe the cost is $100 for the first 1 through 7, then from there I think it's $50 per after that, if I'm not mistaken. Then it goes through a lot of energies, a lot of people. So just think each time you have a generation, it doubles. So, you know, you have your parents, which is 2 people. Then from there you have 4 people, your great-grandparents. And then it doubles again to 8 people. So you're clearing out a lot of people. A lot of your stuff is being cleared. And so the emotional clearing is what you want to do first. And inside that emotional clearing, we'll have, like, a lot of the emotions that you deal with here, anger, fear, anxiety. And normally that emotional clearing will take care of probably almost all of that stuff for you. Now, if for some reason you happen to get the emotional body completely clogged up, remember, it's only here to protect you. So if you get it clogged up because you don't know about cleaning it out, then it may leak over into a major issue that may now haunt you for a long time, which could be fear, anxiety, or one of those other emotional situations or trauma. So you want to first clear the emotional one. And some people, when they see that I search my list of services at the expo, they go, wow, all these things that I'm reading, I have. I go, no, don't look at it that way. Just look at the emotional one first. And the one that you're reading about may disappear because it's covered in that first emotional clearing. It's anything that deals with emotions. Emotional clearing, the first one is like a big blanket. It takes away a lot of stuff. Now, if you get done with that and you say, you know, I still have something to deal with here that I can bring up, then we had to create other clearings that's on the website now to have you go a little deeper. So the fear clearing might just be covered in the emotions. It may take it all away from you. So always do that emotional clearing first. That's what I've always started off with on all the clearings. Whenever I work with anybody, that's what you start off with, is the emotional clearing. Except if you're in the hospital having a situation where maybe you're close to death, then you want to do the death barcode. Or if you feel like, you know, your health is pretty poor. But other than that, you know, first do the emotional clearing and then do the death barcode if you're probably over 30. Only because typically when you're over 30, that's when these things start to come in. Unless you had something happening previous to you, you know, at a younger age. But, you know, the aliens want us out of here probably for sure by the age of 50 on up to probably 100. So 30 is a good year. You know, if you're at 30, then do the barcode. If you look back upon your life and maybe you're 30 and you say, yeah, I had a car accident when I was 17 and I almost died. Well, that's your first death barcode. Then do that clearing, because you have other ones in store for you, and you may have already passed one or two of them. So always, you know, do that death barcode, and you have 2 clearings there, and don't forget to do the stress one. Some people do it, and I say, did you do the stress one? They go, no, I didn't know there's a stress one with it. Yeah, it's a free clearing when you do the death barcode. You have 2 to do. do the death one, and then do the stress one. So back to you, Carrie. Hope I answered the question okay for you.
Okay. The first part of the question actually was, what's the difference between the emotional body and the feeling body? I'm not sure you mentioned that part.
Okay,
how are
here we go. Emotional. So I'll do a sample of the emotional clearing. So I need you all to pick an issue, because the light always sees you in pure divine perfection. When you do the online clearings, the whole lifetime clearings, they clean the slate for everything. And that's the way it works. But when I do these samples, you must think of something that you're dealing with. So here we go. I'll clear away the emotional problem that you're dealing with on an issue. So think of an issue that you have. And then we'll do the feeling. So here we go. I'll count to five to release it from you. This one particular event, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if it happened to take away the feelings with that, that's great. Now I'll do a feeling clearing with the same issue. And if you feel anything at all with this here, or just a little bit, you may want to have the clearing. A little bit, maybe not. But if you do say, wow, you know, it's like, half the issue got taken away with the emotions, and then the other half did it with the feelings, then you need to have a feeling body clearing. Normally, you don't need it. So here we go. If you use the word feeling in your life a lot, I feel sad, I feel glad, I feel happy, I feel this, I feel that, then you need an emotional clearing. So here we go. Feeling with that same issue, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. If you didn't sense anything happening with the feeling clearing on this issue, then you probably don't need it. Remember, all your issues, when you deal with the feelings, you're going to feel an energy on it. If you don't feel it right now, then more than likely your feeling body is perfectly fine, or it's not clogged up completely. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Sylvia has a comment and a question. She's saying, many thanks for the Creation Light Ship healing this weekend. I'm back in my body. And then she's asking, which clearing would be best for past lives, our past lives, but I guess that our spirit has lived, I'm assuming.
Yeah, okay, that would be your sensory clearing, and I'll probably put that one online shortly here, so that'll be coming up hopefully within maybe a week here. And
You
can contact me after you do it, and I can tell you about when you first incarnated here. Most people have been here for between at least 30,000 years to 100,000. I guess, typically 50,000 could be more of the average for most people. And that's a long time to be stuck here. Remember, every 2,000 years, you have the light ship coming so you can leave. But typically, you have the choice to leave if it was a planet of light after each lifetime. So you have to look at it. How many lifetimes did you live, with your spirit in a body for 2,000 years? You know, it could be kind of mind-boggling. You know, it's hard to say. I would guess, you may have had 2 lifetimes every 100 years, right? So that means that you probably have lived here in a body, different bodies, maybe 1,000 times. So,
a lot of trauma.
So 1,000 times of stuff is what your spirit has went through, because it was forced here, in a forced reincarnation. Is that correct, or is it less than that? Anybody out there with the math here?
Could be, depending on how quickly we reincarnate and how short,
Say 2 by 2,000, right?
Yeah.
That's 1,000 lifetimes. I think that's correct.
Yeah,
I'm not in the mental aspect right now, so I'm
right
sorry,
now.
People.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Whatever it is, it's a lot.
So this is what I'm saying. And now pick all your ancestors going back 2,000 years of all their judgments that they've had. And that's all on your back. And the dark side loves that, because they can't wait to push one of those buttons to get that thing to pop up, like pop goes the weasel, Then they go, we got him here, this emotional issue, this trauma, we got him now. Now we can abduct him with this here. Remember, babies are very full of life, and they don't start their past life genetic programs until they start to learn how to, we'll say, walk and talk, to take instructions, okay? Then that triggers in them the DNA from their ancestors. So babies are also abducted, but there's really no issues there, typically, like we have, because they haven't gotten to judgment yet. That's why in the Bible it talks about you need to be like innocent like a child. That's what Jesus sort of mentioned, paraphrasing that. And that's because that's who we need to be to do the ascension. Very, very simple. Get rid of the judgment out of your body so your body can get out of here. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So, let's see. We have a couple more questions. Oh, Edward is asking, what is the best clearing for HIV? The light infusion clearing or the infection clearing? What would you suggest for that?
What I would probably first do is if you go to the doctor and you're diagnosed with something, with anything, right away, that's going to push your buttons for fear, okay? And that fear is going to prevent your physical body from healing that particular thing. So you may want to do a fear clearing on that first, okay? And then from there, I do have a special clearing on the website. And that special clearing is designed for you to input into that a condition that you're dealing with. I would probably also do I think we have the body rejuvenation clearing, which goes into body systems. That one is what I would probably do first. Okay, if you haven't done your emotional one, though, but do that one first. Do the emotion always first. Doesn't matter where you are, what you're dealing with. Do the emotional body first. And then I would probably concentrate on that, I think it's the body rejuvenation clearing, and then maybe even the circulatory. Then after that, then you'd probably want to do, you know, the special clearing if you don't have any results on that. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Freedom has another question about the seven generational. And the question is, what happens if any of your relatives are clones?
Oh, no. Okay, well, the clone, that's a very good question. Okay, the clone won't have anything that can really be passed on to you. It has no light. So remember, light only attracts light. And so when you use the light to create a judgment, which is what we do, then that judgment is still in light because you created something in light, with light, to have a judgment on. So judgment will carry light with it because you're bringing light into judgment. Now, a clone has no way to put judgment into you because that judgment would not have light. Now, if you happen to be a cloned child, that could be very interesting. That's why we're going to be putting up the clearing so that the clones will be able to have a spirit coming into the body just like a regular person that's supposed to be here will have. And then the body will be actually transformed. It'll look the same, but it'll be transformed and created from light versus being transformed or being created from the darkness. So it'll just switch over into light. So if you have a parent that is a clone, then you're probably a genetically engineered person. And that's a whole other ball of wax. I do work with people like that who have what I call mechanical parts in them. They're energetic. They do have programs to run their bodies. They may have cameras in their eyes and microphones in their ears. I've seen that before. I've seen a lot of stuff, so it's for me, it's just another thing. At first, it's like, wow, look at that. Now it's, well, what can they think of next, you know, and what can happen here? I wonder if anybody has seen any reaction now to what's going to be happening, I think, coming up, you know, on Judgment Day. Maybe we can see if we have any comments on that, if they've seen people kind of behaving differently or in fear. You know, maybe they made a big donation to the church because they didn't pay enough beforehand and they wanted to pay for more salvation to make sure that Jesus knows that they're around, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So anyway, if anybody's seen their churchy people, friends, maybe family members, how they're responding to that, because it is on billboards. I've seen that driving across the country. I thought, what the heck is this? You know, I looked at it. It ain't really imprinting me. But I imagine they probably have one common billboard that all the churches are buying and putting up on the side of roads now. And I wonder if they're going to have the day after that. But anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Yep, I wonder. Well, we'll know soon enough. Freedom is saying billboards all over town and on the local news. That's interesting. I think there was a news story here in L.A., too. I know there are billboards around in L.A. Maria is just asking, will this be a brand new Century clearing, or is it the one that I guess we normally would do with you over the phone?
It'll be the same clearing. I'll just put it online at some point here. That way you can do it online. Then you want to contact me, and I can tell you how far back the clearing went. Because, see, the clearing works with your spirit when it first came here for the amount of time that you've been on the planet up to now. So it goes from this point back. Now, let's just say that your spirit, we'll just say that you came in here 50,000 years ago. Well, that's where it's going to go back to, 50,000 years. Now, if your spirit happened to be here maybe 60,000 years, going back to 100,000 years, it won't go back that far because it's not connected linearly to your current lifetime. So it clears out your spirit of stuff, traumas, and it also clears out your body of those emotional genetics, the most that it can possibly do. I can't guarantee it'll get all of them, but it gets rid of a lot of stuff. And we have the same similar clearing for your twin flame that's not here. And that's a good clearing, too, if you want to help out your twin flame out there in case they got stuck someplace in a planet of non-light and is carrying stuff. And, you know, you do feel compelled. Most people kind of might know if their twin flame is in trouble or not. You know, hopefully none of them are. And by all means, hopefully none of your twin flame is actually on this planet, because that means that you're both trapped here. People that I have seen who are twin flames seem to be very happy, but it's kind of like, you know, maybe the twin flame came to help out at some point, you know, maybe thousands of years ago, and it saw you in quicksand and tried to pull you out, and it got stuck in quicksand too. Now you're both stuck here. So that's kind of bad. But aside from that, yeah, the Century clearing will go back, much like the emotional clearing, and take away trigger points in you from your ancestors' beliefs of emotions to get that slate cleaned out so your spirit can be free of that and so can your body. So the two clearings are very, very good to have. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Sylvia has a clone comment. She says, I know someone that my mind says is a clone, but she is not a clone. So that's kind of an interesting take on it.
Yeah, it's possible that maybe an entity could be there as a clone, maybe attached to, talking about its experience maybe with you. That's a possibility. Remember, everybody has entities, so you could have a cloned entity or an entity of an emotional body that had a cloned body here. So it would recognize that energy and think that it was a clone. So has anybody seen any clones out there? Maybe we'll get some callers in. There are quite a few. Lots of them are living now. They have a short-term memory, typically, of a couple of weeks. That's all that you need to live here, you know, as you can look at that. And as long as you know how to drive your car and eat and do your job, then they have to use, you know, extra energy to figure out more of the past. But that's really what people use all the time. people are stuck in ruts, and you have your own little rut that you have. So that's what happens. So back to you, Carrie. I think I heard a beep, maybe.
Yeah, I think I did, too. Is somebody on the line?
Yep. It's hello, Ron. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Hi.
My name is Danielle. Can you hear me?
Danielle?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yes, I can hear you good.
Okay, I was on the ailing yesterday and Saturday.
Yes.
I was just wonderful. I feel really, really great. But there's something I want to talk about. On Saturday, after the 4 hours for the ascension, I went. I live in the country and near a river. I went in the river and I started to do the phrase, I now increase my life force energy. And after a while, like 10 minutes or 15 minutes, so I started to see like energy around me. But and it was started moving all around me, and I'm able to see it since the day I was born. And just wondering why all those things are happening to me. Can you tell me something on this, Ron, or
did you actually see like earth spirits from plants and things materializing?
I saw different colors of energy. Some were white, really white, and some were different color, more dark. And it started to move around me. And suddenly, one just jumped in me, but I went away. I did one key eye. I tried to protect because I didn't understand what was happening. I don't know if
you... Nothing should really typically jump into you. I would say the energies around you possibly was attempting to get more light. So they were probably attempting to see light in you and resonating with that. So that's kind of how I'm seeing that the energies around were kind of attracted to you because you had a lot of healings done during that call, and the energy around you was seeing light-kind. And it may have looked like maybe a negative thing happening, but I don't see that as that right now as I look at it.
Okay.
Sometimes things can happen to us, and we get kind of, uh-oh, what's happening here? But it feels like it was a positive thing. If you feel anything happening that doesn't feel quite right, definitely give me an email, and I'll check further into it. But right now, as I look at it, this feels like the earth spirit was trying to show itself to you through the only way that it could do is probably through colors and maybe the trees and the water spirits and the little divas around were trying to connect to you to bring joy into your life.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was quite special. Yeah, okay, Ron, so thank you. I'm sure I'll do it a bit later on. Again, the phrase, I now increase my life force energy. This is really powerful. Wow, man.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it is. It can help you out a lot, or everybody. When you do that, I'll do it at times when I'm driving my car and I get a little tired and I got to go a little further. I'll do that. I always check my energy to see where it is. I kind of put my hands together, palms facing forward, and it should be for myself always, sticking out alongside of me. But if you find yourself at body width, or less, then you know that you're starting to become depleted, so you want to increase it. And using your hands is a good indication, and then from there, once you say it a few times, maybe for a week, three times a day, then you don't need to use your hands any longer. Your body will, you can sample with your hands once, but you don't have to keep moving your hands back and forth. Just by saying it a few times will boost you up. And if you say it 100 times, boy, you're going to be flying. I would probably go on the water if you're going to be doing that in a stream or lake or something and do it 100 times, and you're going to probably be really charged up and really feel that love of the earth energy here.
Okay.
So just curious, what you live in the States here?
No, I'm in the north of Montreal in Canada, Quebec.
Okay. So it might be a little cold there still, huh?
Yeah. no comment on this.
yeah. Can't get out there with a bathing suit on yet, huh?
not yet. I think we'll have to wait a few weeks more.
Yeah, you don't belong to the polar bear club, huh?
I think the pole north have been born here.
Yeah.
Okay, Ron, so thank you again for the session, healing session. I feel like I'm younger and have more. The only word I can find is I feel younger. I feel
Your voice sounds very good.
And, wow.
Your voice has a lot of clarity to it. It sounds just very open. So it's very, very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot of resonance to your voice.
Okay. So do I.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
And you're still on the light shift now in quarantine. I don't know if I mentioned that or not, but everybody on the calls will be on quarantine for the whole month here. So they're still working, and they're still working with critters, getting them out of you, even though you're not on the Sunday calls now. So they're continuously working with you.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Okay, Ron. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Jay has a question about the entity clearing. Does the entity clearing remove things like jellyfish, poisons, and carcasses?
Ah, no. That only works with earth-based emotional bodies of people that attach to you. So that's earth-based entities. That's why we have the other one on, which is the alien attack removal. And that's done with aliens. So all those things will be on that particular page. And there's quite a bit on that page. There's a lot of options there. And to be honest, it could be overwhelming for the first-time person looking at it. Especially when you click on the alien races on one of those pages, and there's like maybe a couple hundred of them listed there, and you go, uh-oh. Well, that's only part of what's here. So just you can always put unknown in. But some people do know about, the alien races that are bothering them. They actually can see them, and they know what their name is because they've been in communication with them. That's why that's on there. So it all depends how much you know about what's dealing with you. And that's why it's got so, why we have so many options there. But yeah, you'd have to go onto that page to get rid of those. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Janice says that she met a man that looks just like her, and she thought it was her twin. He grew up in Belgium, and she's wondering, is he an illusion, or are we both stuck? So maybe Janice is wondering if this is her twin flame living here also.
Hmm. If you see your twin flame, okay, the way you can detect a twin flame, we only got a little bit of time here going. Okay, a person from your soul family, which is not a twin flame of yours, so I'll talk about that first. A soul family member, you can go into their body by looking at them, and just your spirit can actually transfer into that person. But you won't. But you're going to feel some kind of abrasiveness if that is done. Okay. A twin flame person. If you see them, you're going to look at them, and you're going to actually merge together like one big spirit. You won't necessarily even think of going into their body, because automatically you will be connected to them. We're somebody in a soul family, you can actually go into their body, and they can go into yours anytime, which may feel like an entity attaching to you, but that's the difference. And your twin flame, more than likely, I don't think will ever be in your same soul family. I'll have to check that out to make sure. But there's so very few here on the planet. I don't think there's probably, to play it safe, I'd say there's probably less than 1,000, maybe more like 200 people here. So it really isn't that big of a deal. So what you might do is just, Janice, think of that person and see if when you think of them, you feel like that person. You know, you're instantly connected, okay, without any effort. If you have any effort doing it, then they're not a twin flame. But twin flame energies very, very seldom ever come together, number one. And normally the twin flame will never incarnate to the same place that you incarnated into. There's no reason for it. Only if, you know, maybe for some reason they felt you were stuck and they wanted to help you. Remember, the dark side severed your connection to your twin flame. So unless you left a little note up in your soul family connection, we'll say your home base, should we rephrase that, your home base energy, and you said, I'm going over here, it would not even know where you went to. So, you know, anyway, that's kind of that. We could probably do a show maybe on twin flames sometime, but
yeah.
Anyway, just try that and just see if when you think of the person, if automatically that spirit comes to you without any effort. If it does, there's no effort at all, then it would probably be a twin flame, okay? And it will come into your body instantly. So that's one way to look at it. I don't want to lead anybody astray here trying to look at other people and trying to pull them into their body. A twin flame will do it instantly. So I guess back to you, Carrie, and our show's about coming to an end. We'll be doing our Q&A again this coming Friday. We'll just mention that for people. Then we have our eight-hour special healing coming up this coming Sunday also. And it starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, a.m. And the next BBS program is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific. And we have our conference calls. One's coming up in a half an hour from now where we go to the light ship. It's $20 for 1 hour healing session. So what do you want to add, Carrie? Anything?
No, that sounds good. Maria is just asking if she needs to do or if we need to do the century clearing again if we did it in the past. And I assume the answer to that is no, but is that
no,
correct?
No, huh? No need to do that.
Okay.
If you want to, you can always do a clearing over again. That's no problem, but typically, no, it's not needed.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I don't think I have anything to add. I think you've covered everything for the week. Did you mention the one-hour calls just now?
Yeah, the one-hour call. We have an hour call in a half an hour. It's always at 5:30 California time here. And we go to the light ship for 1 hour. You can go onto the website to get information on that. And remember, our show on Friday is paranormal. So if you want to think of some paranormal stuff, and also, you know, check out the people around you that may be Christians and see how they respond and ask people, what do they think of what this billboard's saying, you know? Might be, you know, good information. Remember, all information is good. So there's always some kind of truth in something. So you might want to ask a question as you talk to maybe a Christian friend of yours or something that knows about this. I'm sure all the churches are talking about it. I would assume so anyway. And see what their take is on it, and maybe we can shed some light on it for you. So anyway, and maybe have all your Christian friends tune into our program. I'm laughing. Anyway. They should be. Every Christian out there should be listening to this program because this is the teachings of Jesus, the true teachings and ascension. So
yep.
I'll say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. We'll see you later and blessings. Have a good night. And I'll energize the light beam for peace energy for the next hour. Night, everybody. Awesome. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.